Blog Talk Radio. Hey, hey, it's Monday, and it's Monday afternoon at 4:31 p.m. going into the evening time. Amen. God is a blessing, and God bless me to be here regardless of my reel that is going on that I endeavors every day. So I do get out the house, and yes, I'm glad. Amen. Amen. I would like to say that Elder Rodney is doing wonderful. He is awesome. A man of God, a true man of God. Amen. Amen. I also want to say I have my second shot, so I am done. Sorry for that little noise in the background. I'm done with my COVID shots, and I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing fine. Amen. Also, I celebrated with my family Saturday. They did a birthday celebration memorial for my mom. And her birthday is March the 23rd. Amen. And she would have been 92. God bless her. I miss my mommy. And I love her. Amen. And it would have been 2 years that she's been from me. Amen. Amen. So my topic today is while you're waiting, and coming from the New Language Translation, Joshua 17:12. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read it. But while you're waiting, is the topic. But I'm reading Joshua 17:12. But the descendants Manasseh were unable to accompany these towns because the Canaanites were determined to stay in that region. Okay, this topic is like it's officially the first day of spring. Maybe you live in a region where there's snow. The snow hasn't started to melt yet. Or perhaps you're in a warmer climate where the leaves on the trees are already beginning to green up. Maybe flowers are peeking through in a colorful array. If you, like many, you're so excited about the change of season that you're already making arrangements for spring break or for the upcoming summer. You can hardly wait to set your plans in action. Maybe you're not in the position to take a big trip like, you know, the one your neighbors are taking, and maybe you're not able to cruise unlike your other counterparts to the Caribbean. But while you're waiting, God can still do amazing things. I'm going to say this again, but while you're waiting, God can still do amazing things. Whether you're waiting to do this, that, what, any situation, God can still do amazing things. Amen. The Israelites knew what it was like to wait. Even after they entered the promised land, the descendants of Manasseh ran into a hitch. Surely, it dashed their hopes to realize they would have to wait to accompany their portion of land. Still, they didn't give up in waiting. And God doesn't want you to give up either. No matter how long it takes for you to get to point A to point B, he don't want you to give up. You plan this round the world cruise and you can't take it right now, wait on it. be faithfully and wait on it, because God, he doesn't want you to give up. Amen. So all I'm going to say about this is for you to say in your mind, on your heart, I won't give up while I'm waiting, Lord. I'll keep the faith no matter how things look in the natural. Amen. That's all you need to say. I won't give up while I'm waiting, Lord. I'll keep the faith no matter how things look in the natural. Amen. And that is my brief word of encouragement for today. God is a blessing, because when we do wait and you do have the faith and you know who you are in Christ, hey, stand fast. Because God will make a way out of no way. I'll see you Wednesday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. I love you. And take care. Give another word. Amen. And being that I may come on early in the morning or mid-afternoon, it's not because of anything else. I just want to make this point valid. Because I am working. I work like anybody else. I don't sit on my duff and do things. And also I'm doing community work in the community, doing the COVID stats. So God bless you. I love you. Mwah. See you Wednesday with another word. Amen. Amen.